This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Contact tracing is key to stopping the spread of the coronavirus until there's a vaccine or viable treatment. Pennsylvania has had fewer new COVID-19 cases since they peaked in April, but numbers are creeping up again. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff has this inside look at contact tracing in Montgomery County, the first place in the state where the virus took hold.
If you live in Montgomery County, don't be alarmed if someone like Neil Lader calls you up and asks you about your bathroom.
Now, I'm a, do you have one or two bathrooms in your dwelling? Okay.
Lader used to work in sales. Now he's a contact tracer with Family Services of Montgomery County, one of four community organizations doing this work on behalf of the local health department and telling people how to properly stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, the bathroom you absolutely need to use. So after every use of the bathroom, you need to wipe it down. It's not fun. There's no way to get around it.
Every morning, he and about 30 other contact tracers working for the county get a list of new confirmed positives. Their job is to call them and go through a battery of questions.
Specifically, are you currently employed? Where did you get tested? Do you recall? Do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? We'll probably need to get the names and contact details of your friends who you were with in the park.
The goal is to get people who recently tested positive for COVID-19 to stay home and isolate, and then get the names of everyone they've been in contact with and get them to do the same thing. Over the last month, they've gotten nearly 2,000 names of people who were potentially infected by someone who tested positive. The interim administrator of the health department says they're able to get on the phone more than 80% of the people who test positive and about 60% of their contacts. Lader says this is his pitch to get people to participate.
If we can get in touch with these people, we slow down the spread. And this is really where people like yourselves and contact tracers like me can really make an impact on the community at this point.
If testing tells you where the virus is, contact tracing is what actually stops it by limiting the number of new people it can jump to. Josh Sharfstein, an expert at Johns Hopkins University, says you know it's working when you're not surprised by where new cases are coming from.
If more and more cases are coming about among people who are your contacts that you've helped get into quarantine, then you're basically hot on the trail of the virus. Eventually, the spread's going to go way down.
But to work well, contact tracing relies on a bunch of other systems and policies. For example, in Montgomery County, bars, restaurants, and businesses mostly reopened at the end of June, potentially making a contact tracer's job harder because it's more likely a sick person has been going out. Sharfstein, for his part, says he's been working from home and not going out.
So if I were to get sick, it would just be my family that would be the contacts, which would be pretty easy for a contact tracer to notify, versus someone who has been within 6 feet for extended periods of time and many people.
The Montgomery County Office of Public Health says most of its cases are among family members, although that started to change as people move around more. There's been examples of spread at restaurants, graduation parties, and among sports teams. Another issue is time. The longer it takes someone's test to come back, the more they may be exposing other people to the virus. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine says local labs work quickly, but companies like Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp are seeing long delays because they're overwhelmed with the national surge in cases.
Some of our delays are 7 days or more. That's a real challenge in terms of being able to tell people that they're positive and do isolation and then do the contact tracing.
Perhaps most importantly, contact tracers must build trust with everyone. Roberto Perez runs the contact tracing team with a Latinx-serving organization called Aclamo in Norristown and says their conversations with Spanish speakers are twice as long as those in English.
So what's the difference? The difference is because there is some type of a trust.
And that can be lacking in communities such as Latinx immigrants who've been disproportionately coming down with COVID-19. Perez says many are afraid their landlord will find out and they'll get evicted, or afraid their boss will and they'll get fired.
they get a little bit shy because they know that there's something wrong. For instance, they start feeling bad, but they needed to go back to work. They cannot stop working because they need to provide their families with food.
To help, contact tracers have been activating the local social safety nets so people who need to quarantine can receive food, housing, and legal aid. Compared to the rest of Pennsylvania, Montgomery County is relatively well set up to respond to the pandemic as a wealthier place that already has a health department. But one health official there still described their contact tracing program as, quote, building the airplane while we're taking off. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads,